if you do leave a voicemail, if you choose to leave a voicemail, keeping in mind what we had on the board over before, get them involved, mentally and verbally. What kind of voicemail would you leave? Dial zero, that's the first thing. Dial zero and try and get to a live body. Typically, it's going to take you to an operator. If they can't help you, then ask, do they have a personal secretary? Do they have someone who typically takes phone calls? Get through to that person. If you get through to that person, and then you're going to get the, what types of responses can you get, Jim, from a secretary? Either they're in or what else? They're out. What's that? In a meeting, on the phone, can't be disturbed, all that other kind of stuff. At lunch, whatever it is. But what you have to figure out is what? What's the best way to get in touch with this person? So you ask the gatekeeper, Paul, I'm supposed to call Ron Kitchen. If you were me, what would be the best time to call to get in touch with Ron?
First thing in the morning.
Okay. What time would be first thing in the morning?
Probably a couple of minutes before if they have a private number.
Okay. You're the gatekeeper. You're the gatekeeper now for Ron Kitchen.
Okay. So I'm the gatekeeper.
Yep.
What would be the best time to call?
Uh-huh.
First thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning means?
8 to 8:15.
Okay, 8 to 8:15. So now when do you call Ron Kitchen? 8 to 8:15. It's the best that you can do. All right? So when you're on the phone, just don't pick up the phone because you're supposed to make 150 dials today. Make your next phone call to Ron Kitchen as productive as you can make it. Find out as much information that you can. Now, the other thing I might ask Paul is, Paul, when I call back to 8 or 8:15 tomorrow morning, will you be the person answering the phone?
No, most likely unless it's cell phone stuff.
Isn't that what you want? If he says yes, then chances are I'm probably going to make the phone call maybe at 7:45 before Paul gets there to screen the call. Get information to put you in the best possible position to get through to the person you're trying to get through. Most salespeople, when they're making phone calls, are just dialing, dialing, dialing because some trainer says make 150 dials. That's not the objective. The objective is to schedule appointments and put yourself in the best possible position to do that. All right? Do the same thing with both those. Answer machine, voicemail. If you get something like that and you can't get a human being, this is Tony Cole. Call me 791-3458. Thank you. Hang up. And do the best you can. Or don't leave a message at all. It's your choice.